Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our weather is changing again. We are near 60 early this morning, but temperatures will slide into the 40s by this evening, and rain will move back in. Chief Meteorologist Ann Brunoff has your full forecast now on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. It's Tuesday, February 18th. The Irving-based Boy Scouts file for bankruptcy as they face lawsuits stemming from accusations. The group accepted sexual predators as employees and volunteers. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
The Boy Scouts are based in Irving but filed for bankruptcy in Delaware. When they filed, Chief Executive Roger Mosby said he knows nothing can undo what he called the tragic abuse victims suffered, but the Chapter 11 process will set up a trust that'll provide equitable compensation to all victims while still maintaining the Boy Scouts' mission. Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Scaria says the bankruptcy can help the Scouts keep working while setting up a fund for those victims.
Bankruptcy is designed to preserve organizations and their ability to carry out usually their business, but in this case, it's a nonprofit mission.
The Boy Scouts say the filing does not include local chapters or troops. They're considered financially and legally separate entities. But the bankruptcy comes as the Boy Scouts have seen numbers drop. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints pulled 400,000 members out of the Boy Scouts January 1st to start their own organization. And membership fell below 2 million for the first time since World War II. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, a former Cub Scout leader is arrested for indecency with a child, and investigators believe there could be more victims. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
60-year-old Brett Hall was arrested last week and booked into jail on allegations of indecency with a child. David McClellan with the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office says Hall was affiliated with the Cub Scouts in Tarrant County from 2006 to 2013.
He is a former Cub Scout troop master. He was in Troops 205 and 214.
The Sheriff's Office says the victim was not in the scouting program, but given the nature of the allegations, investigators believe that there could be additional victims. Anyone with additional information is asked to contact the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police in Frisco are looking for a man who attacked a jogger Monday morning. A 54-year-old woman was jogging in the area of the Trails Parkway and Crockett Drive in Frisco when she tried passing a man who was walking on the sidewalk. She says the man grabbed her and threw her to the ground. She was able to fight him off and escape with only minor injuries. The man, who was dressed all in black, was gone by the time police arrived. Police are asking anyone whose home surveillance cameras may have captured any images of the incident to please give them a call. Today, a jury in McKinney is likely to hear from the medical examiner and crime scene techs who investigated the fatal shooting of Richardson police officer David Sherrard 2 years ago. 29-year-old Brandon McCall is accused of lying in ambush and killing Sherrard. The defense has already admitted McCall not only killed Officer Sherrard, he killed another man as well. But attorneys insist the killings are not murder, because McCall never intended to kill anyone. This morning, counselors will be on hand at high schools in Plano to help students and staff cope with a tragic loss of fellow students killed in a car crash yesterday morning. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
18-year-old Yushan Wang, 16-year-old Yushin Jin, and 18-year-old Jin Shin were killed in a fiery car crash early yesterday morning in Plano. One was a former student and the other two went to Plano West and Plano Senior High. Police say the teens were speeding down Hedgecokes Road when the car lost control, hit a curb, and traveled 150 feet, then hit trees in the median, splitting in half and killing everyone inside.
They're good kids, man. I mean, like, yeah.
Mason Wang knew all three victims. He tells our partners at NBC 5, the loss is devastating. The Plano School District says extra support is available for students and staff affected during this difficult time. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A woman is dead after being struck while crossing a street in uptown Dallas. And as KRLD's Austin York reports, police believe the driver was drunk.
Police say 42-year-old Swinetta Marsh was driving a Polaris Slingshot, which is a three-wheeled open roadster at a high rate of speed down Cedar Springs, when she slammed into a woman crossing the street at Ruth. The victim was sent airborne and landed in the middle of the road. Police say Marsh didn't stop and was involved in a separate accident a few blocks away on Maple. The woman who was hit was taken to Parkland, where she was pronounced dead. She is believed to be in her 50s or early 60s and did not have identification on her at the time, so Dallas County medical examiners are working to ID her. Marsh was charged with intoxication manslaughter and failure to stop and render aid. She is free after posting $50,000 bond on each charge. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth, the arson squad is investigating after a body was found in a burning RV overnight. That body was discovered after the fire department was called about a fire at a storage lot on West Bolt Street, east of Granbury Road in South Fort Worth. When the crew arrived around 1 this morning, they discovered an RV fully engulfed in flames. After putting the fire out, the body was discovered. No word yet if the victim died in the fire. The cause is under investigation. Dallas will start sending notices to more than 100 property owners who suffered damage during the October tornado. The city's code compliance office has resisted issuing any citations against those property owners, but a new memo from the city manager says they're starting to have concerns about health and safety issues. The letters will be going out in the next few days to remind those property owners to clean up any code violations as soon as possible. Early voting starts today in the March 3rd primaries in Texas. SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson expects a lot of people to go to the polls.
Democrats certainly have a very competitive nomination race, and therefore Texas is positioned to play a key role that should drive a lot of people to the polls.
Texas Democrats will be voting on their candidates for president and U.S. Senate, and Wilson also expects Republican voters to go to the polls to show their support for President Trump, even though he's not facing a significant challenger in the Republican primary.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.